We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've heard some of the grumblings, right? Well, we're going to be in the bubble. We can't leave. We can't do this. We can't do that. Let me just explain something. We're making millions of dollars to play basketball, for crying out loud. Something we already love. One. Two, we get paid lots of money to do it. Take care of our families. My brother and many other people in the military sacrifice every single day. And they're gone for 6, 9, 12-month tours. Defending our country and putting their lives on line. I think we're going to be okay. So embrace the suck as a Navy SEAL thing. And like I said, David Goggins thing, which just means, listen, there's plenty that we can complain about. But who's going to be the team that doesn't do that? Let me tell you something. If you're the team that does not, you're going to have a leg up. If you're a team that's built on culture, you're going to have another leg up. And then as you start to dial in the basketball piece, which we have a very talented team, that's where the next level championship mindset and then gameplay comes from. It's every day. It's mental. It's physical. Nobody said this was going to be easy. But nobody said some of these ops that a lot of my buddies have been on were easy. But they did them.
Yeah, that was the Miami Heat Myers Leonard. I loved it. Loved the message. Like, look it, man. If you're in, you opted in to play. Let's go try to win this friggin' thing. Let's go. Let's trust the league. They know what they're doing. And let's go focus and not worry about the food, about the room. Which, by the way, there is nobody that's sitting out there that's watching this story that likes the NBA that's going, wow, they're staying in a Motel 6. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a 5-star Disney hotel. Has nothing in common. Not taking shots at Motel 6, but
no, that's Joe.
It's not a Motel 6. And the other thing is, these teams and the league, they're doing everything they can. And if it's not enough or you don't like the rules and regulations, listen, it's trying to keep you safe so you can play and stay safe so you can go home when it's all said and done. Get a champion, make some money, go home to your family for a short, probably short off season. And as far as that goes, some of these football players, like what do you think the NFL, like, okay, if you don't like the rules and regulations for the safety protocol that they're putting together and they're getting out together the NFLPA, like, they both want to keep you safe. What do you think the owners are going half-assed or the league is going half-assed? They want to keep you safe so you can get all 16 games in. That's what they care about. And the playoffs. And keep as many as their best players as healthy as possible. And it is going to be a bitch to get done. You start doing the numbers, 53-man, forget once camp's over, 53-man active roster, they may expand that. 10 to 12 on a practice squad, they may expand that.
Right.
These staffs are now, not all of them, but starting with Nick Saban when he got here, and we've kind of stayed with it, there's up to 25 coaches on a staff now. 25 coaches, not to mention trainers, who are very important, equipment folks, who are very important, keeping things clean and safe, and then the food and that group. Like, you start adding it up, it's going to be hard. And, oh, by the way, during the season, the players are all going to be living at home. They're not getting quarantined like the NBA and the NHL. They're going to be going home at night, wherever it is. And that brings in a whole new potential mess of missiles, of COVID-19 missiles, with young kids going to school or maybe not going to school, and a wife and her mother going out to grab groceries. Or I mean, it's just, it's going to be a tough job. They're going to do everything they can. And like, I hear some of these comments, I hope the league's going to keep us safe. Well, as safe as they can for something right. You can't see. What the hell? Come on. Don't get stupid on me now. If you don't want to play, opt out. Opt out right now. And I get it. I got no problem with anybody is scared to death of this. I'm scared of this thing. Opt out. I'm not like scared like when Ronnie Lott was going to hit me scared. But like, I'm a little concerned.
But outside of putting them in a bubble, like you said, in the NHL or the NBA or how the MLS is doing it, because of the fact they get to go home and stay at their own house, it's kind of a 50-50 thing, right? You got to keep yourself safe, and the NFL is going to do its best protocol-wise to keep you safe once you actually get to camp. But if you don't stay safe yourself, you can't expect to blame the NFL for that either, if you do opt in. But like you said, if you opt out, then it's all on you. And I don't think anyone's going to be pissed off at this point if health reasons or family reasons, a guy says he's not playing.
Well, that would probably be most of the cases, young families, right. Sick child.
Wife's pregnant, right, something
like
that. I get
it. But the MLS and MLB and NFL are going to have a tough road because those guys are going home at night.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the NBA and the NHL, which are one league's going up to Canada. Matter of fact, the Panthers will be up in Toronto and playing and finishing this thing out. But it's like everybody's trying to keep their guys as safe as possible. Like, I get there's a lot of things to dislike Roger Goodell about. One of my, not a big fan. I started to get into all this stuff. Just not a big fan overall of the guy. But I can tell you, he's going to do whatever he can to keep these guys as healthy. They want to get the games in. What do you think? They want all their best players sick and can't play and come down with it? I do have one big concern, though, with this league that's pretty interesting that I was thinking about with the NFL. This thing, this COVID-19, and you see people getting sick, you realize it hasn't been very nice to big people.
Right.
It just hasn't. I wonder what happens to the 330, 340, 350, 360 club of defensive tackles, a couple of offensive linemen who are that big. Nobody should be that big, right? I mean, we do. We got huge men, and I wonder how those guys all feel. Like, I know they're in their position, shape. I get it. Like, stuff the run or run blocking or taking on a double team. I just wonder, like, and those guys are in shape. Now, they can go work out in the heat and stuff, but they're not exactly sprinting up and down. I just always wonder what the risk is on the bigger guys, even though they're still young guys. And but I have thought about that, and what risk are those guys at with all this stuff? And you're seeing a lot of people that are getting sick with this and end up in hospitals. Boy, I'm seeing pictures, and I'm going, ooh,
yeah,
weight
scary.
Problem, weight right. Problem, weight problem. So I do kind of concern myself with what this might mean for all these with all these players that are fighting weight problems and everything else as they get ready to go to camp here at the end of the month. But yeah, if I hear one more guy go, man, it's either a joke what you have us doing, or I hope you're doing enough. Like, look at they're doing. If they're going to do anything, there's going to be too many rules and regulations that you're not going to like. Every time you turn around, somebody's going to be taking your temperature. Every time you turn around, somebody's going to be on you to spread out when you're not playing. Like, yeah, it's going to be a pain in the ass to hear somebody always telling you, hey, guys, back up. Come on, guys, spread out. You know the rule. We're not in a drill. Let's spread out. So that's where we're living right now, man. And I for one, after watching the PGA Tour the last couple of days and watching UFC fights on Saturday night, I'm really looking forward to getting some hockey, some basketball,
right,
some baseball, and some football rolling.
Couple of weeks away.
So we'll see how it all plays out. You're right. We still got some time.
Right.
I realize we're all living with these with the COVID-19. We are gonna we're all dealing with that. We're gonna have somebody test positive almost every day in all these sports.
It is depressing though when you see around the world like other places are starting to allow fans back in.
You know what?
You know, so it is to an extent like it's kind of depressing that like we could be like that. It's just that nobody wants to follow the rules.
We're
I guess.
On the opposite side of that. We're breaking records for numbers, right?
Like I saw fans at baseball games.
I agree. These numbers, and listen, the numbers that came out for our state, if you
ridiculous.
Just want to be selfish, there's just no way.
Well, we got the crown. We got the trophy.
We got the record, and it's a record you don't want. 15,300. That is, by the way, that's a record for any state in the country. We now own it. We took it from New York. We took off running.
California.
We beat big old, long, populated California, Texas. Arizona, we took them all down. We said we are the coronavirus positive test kings. We got it. And, the numbers are going up. It's just you still hear people, you know, I don't know, man. It's getting – I'm getting tired of like, hey, how you doing? I had somebody come up to me and said, I'm not following it. I'm not worried. And I go, okay. Matt, literally right to my face.
People down here, there is a percentage of people that do not care. Like I told you guys on a balcony, the building next to me, there must have been 25, 30 people. Big beer pong table, had that out. You know, when the next person would come into the party, we were just sitting there watching. The next person would come in, everyone would hug and kiss and all this. And it's like, I guess they don't care.
Yeah.
It's weird what's going on. You're right.
Yeah, and this thing about courage and your toughness and you're a wussy or you're the P word, if you're scared of this stuff, I don't get that. I mean, I've heard it, but like I don't think it makes you soft at all if you wear a mask. I don't know when that started, or for all the guys out there that said if you're really worried about this, you're like it's a joke. And I don't know, man. I don't know what you see in the hospitals that think it's a joke. The hospitals are packed. And I understand a lot of people have it and it goes away and they get, you know, they barely know they have it. But I don't know why you want to affect other people. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It just sucks because, like, you know, we're staying home all weekend and these people are having a giant party next door.
Well, yeah. I was out. I was out on the clay court a lot this weekend.
Yeah, but you weren't with 30 people hugging and kissing.
No.
Ira also lives in a bubble. Like, you're not going to catch it from Ira. Ira's the last person to get corona.
No, Ira. Ira's like, yeah. Ira even thinks that, like, that could be a location. He's staying home. Don't worry about him. He'll take a back road. He'll see you. You got a better chance of finding him out on a road in the Everglades somewhere, man, on his bike or something. Yeah, I don't think. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. We come back, man. We got to check in with any kind of Monday frustration you might have. We're going to help you out here on a Monday, and we're going to get into some old school blow-ups. Oh, I miss them so much. They bring a smile to my face. We're going to have that for you when we come back, so stay with us. We'll have that. What do you got for us, Zach, first?
All right, well, I've been telling you about Diamonds Direct for a while now, and guess what? It is open. That's right. That store that'll forever change how people here buy diamonds and fine jewelry is now open. Diamonds Direct in Boca Raton, right in front of the Town Center Mall. It's a totally new concept in jewelry shopping. And you go to jewelry stores and you see what they have on, you know, display in the 3 or 4 display bins they have now. Now imagine if you put 30 stores together and all the stuff they had, all the inventory they had were out there in front. That's what Diamond Direct has. At the best prices around, direct importer prices. There's no middleman. There's nothing. It's just literally their diamonds and with the prices they can get. They have over 4,000 designer engagement rings, okay? Case after case of diamond earrings and pendants and bands and bracelets. Diamonds Direct was started, by the way, by former diamond wholesalers. Gives you direct access to hand-picked diamonds straight from the the diamond cutters. It's a world diamond powerhouse. Imagine going into a store and it's basically 30 stores in one. That's what Diamond Direct is. It's more diamond jewelry than you've ever seen in one place at prices, by the way, that you never think would be possible. All the sizes too, from 1 carat to 10, 15 carat diamonds, all shapes, all GIA certified for your protection, and all with the top tier cuts and clarity grades. By the way, they're also doing this for you. A free lifetime warranty on every purchase. Yes, you heard that right. A free lifetime warranty on every purchase, 110% diamond upgrade guarantee, no nonsense diamond education, off the charts customer service. We've been waiting for a jewelry store like this for years. It's finally here. Discover the all-new Diamonds Direct, South Florida's direct diamond importer in Boca Raton, right in front of the Town Center Mall. It's worth the drive, by the way, whether you're in Broward, Dade, or Palm Beach. Get out there right now. You're going to love it. Diamonds Direct.
All right, we are back. And, yeah, we've been talking about Meltdown Monday a little bit, but trying to stay away from the mask as much as we can because we just realized you're going to do whatever the F you want anyway. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean we can't get a couple of great all-time meltdowns. And one of my favorites here locally goes to a guy that I worked with, Dave Lamont.
Oh.
Who, yeah, uh-oh, was doing FAU football games and wasn't real excited about a call. Here's Dave Lamont.
Oh, and he took a hit to the head on the slide. Oh. Where's the flag? Where's the flag? Where's Wright Waters? Where's Wright Waters?
I mean, it took him a while to get into the
well,
flag.
Well, he is defenseless. He's defenseless. Don't you understand? Throw a flag. Third down.
Slide.
You know what? I don't really care if you people look at me in the press box. You know what? I don't care. That's a flag. And I'll fight any one of you if you want it. That's what I. That's the mood I'm in at the moment. Apparently the team is not the only one melting down here. 5:58 to go.
That was Dave Lamont. So Dave's pounding on. He was fired up. He was ready to go after the official.
Right.
Can you imagine those writers sitting next to him, the handful of writers covering FAU football, and watching this meltdown and kind of looking at him? And Dave goes, "I will fight every one of you if you came in here right now."
Right.
Yeah, that was
the last line is an underrated part of that where he goes, "The team is not the only one melting down, apparently."
Right.
No.
But that's an underrated line in that whole rant. Like, I really enjoyed that part of it.
Let me tell you, one of the most talented guys in this town ever is Dave Lamont. Could ad lib, just tell him one time and it sticks in that brain, like just a really, really talented guy. Really, really talented guy. But
I like how he kind of keeps his composure and he goes, and everyone's melting down, third down. Like he's still professional, third down.
Well, I think you realize everybody's looking at you, you kind of,
right.
He did though, give him credit. He right. Kind of got it back there. All right, so we are going through some of them, and I don't know, an all-time classic. And when you know a guy doesn't like it years later, when people bring it up, you know he realizes that he really goofed up. And I've heard that about Dan Hawkins, who was at Boise State,
yeah,
went to Colorado, now actually at UC Davis, the head coach back where he went to school at UC Davis.
Wow.
But he was a head coach, and by the way, left Boise State when they were really good, was tried to get a better job, and that didn't work out going to Colorado. Should have stayed at Boise State. But here's Dan Hawkins when he found out some parents wanted their kids to have more time off.
I got an anonymous letter from a parent. Said, you know, we just kind of bummed out this year that the boys only get 2 weeks off before they start their summer conditioning program. You know, normally they get three. Well, we gave them a week at the start of the semester rather than at the end. But here's my point, okay? It's Division I football! It's the Big 12! It ain't intramurals! You got 2 weeks after finals, you got a week of July 4th, and you got a week before camp starts. That's a month! That's probably more vacation than you guys get! And we're a little bummed out that we don't get 3 weeks? Go play intramurals, brother. Go play intramurals.
How about that? By the way, it does sound crazy. These players, they don't get very much time off. Right? You. This is why people go back when you realize they get what? That's all they get?
Right.
Between the season and working out, that's the only time you can give them off is 3 or 4 weeks and talking about that's the same amount of time mom and dad get off from their jobs?
Go play in the murals.
Yeah. Like, they get a lot of time off.
Right. Go play
in
murals.
Yeah, regular students get a ton of time off. Like, what do you get, a month for winter break, get a couple weeks for spring break, get the summer? Like, there's plenty of time off for regular students.
Well, listen, you do miss the spring break was the one that was hard. That was always the spring break when a lot of kids at my school were going to Mexico or heading to the ocean, and you're stuck there. Next thing you do, you're running 100-yard gassers after practice with this guy at the time that I played for named Mike White, who was half crazy. And, you're going, man, something's wrong with this. Nobody was at school. All those little rich sorority girls were long gone, man.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think in retrospect it's for the best, though, Joe, that you probably didn't go down to Mexico for spring break?
Right. Cancun Joe Rose? No way.
I feel like you did enough. You accomplished enough in college.
Hey, you know what? I just feel like if one of those sorority girls' parents said, hey, dad said I could bring you on this trip. Love to go. Thank you. Just never happened. And you're right. Probably a good idea. It would have been potential for more parents to really dislike me.
Let's keep 20-year-old Joe Rose out of Cancun.
Right. I agree with that one.
Yeah. Hey, you ready? I mean, we got a little bit more time here. Let me see. Oh, I love Jim Mora. Jim Mora talking about playoffs and you know, his team getting ready. And Jim Mora was just not ready to hear about the playoffs. He just wants to win a game.
That was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
So I got to give Jim Mora credit. Because anytime the playoffs come up and whether your team's going to make it, like, hey, always. You know what? Somebody goes, playoffs? We're not here. We're not Miami Dolphins aren't talking about playoffs. What?
And by the way, he
hates it.
Hollywood, I got to tell you this. The best part about Joe saying that, and that's exactly what I wanted him to say, was we did a radio row at the Miami Beach Convention Center, I think in 2008, maybe even 2006. I'm not sure how long ago it was. And guess who walked by us around 7 o'clock in the morning was Jim Mora, and it was me, Likens, and Joe sitting there.
I know where this is going.
What yelled it at him? Joe screamed out as Jim Mora was about 100 feet away from us, walking into like the NFL Network, whatever it was, kind of set. Joe literally turned his head and goes, hey, look, there's Jim Mora. Playoffs! And I laughed so hard because he kind of like smirked at us, put his hand up, and walked back in. But I can imagine that's exactly his sentiment was. Who was that a-hole who just said that?
Yeah, that was.
But it was hysterical. But that's what he's known for.
But he's
not known for anything else.
No.
He
actually had some good teams with New Orleans.
Yeah, but nobody remembers that. Anything. Right.
Now, one of my favorites in college who's been in the news recently is Mike Gundy, right? I mean, when he went protecting one of his players.
Right.
And was upset about an article that was written. It didn't go real well for him, and it was a buildup, a slow buildup, and it was a little attacking. Here's the head coach at Oklahoma State.
If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday, and you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me.
The 40 to stick up for your guy, though, right?
It's good. Hey, by the way, The coach, he'll always be remembered for that 40. That thing still 100%. Comes out too, right? Right. Another 100%. One always comes out.
Right.
Now, some of the older ones are still my favorites, even though those will stick with you. But Tommy Lasorda, after Dave Kingman, hit three home runs with the Mets to beat Tommy Lasorda's L.A. Dodgers, is still a classic. Only Tommy Lasorda could do it this way.
Can you give us just a few basic comments about your feelings on the game?
Well, naturally, I feel bad about losing a ball game like that. There's no way you should lose that ball game, and that just doesn't make sense.
What's your opinion of Kingman's performance?
What's my opinion of Kingman's performance? What the f*** you think is my opinion of it? I think it's put that in. I don't opinion of his performance. He beat us with three home runs. What the f*** do you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How can you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? He hit three home runs. I'm f***ed off to lose the f***ing game. And you ask me my opinion of his performance. I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
Yes, it is. I ask it, and you gave me an answer.
Well, I didn't give you a good answer because I'm mad, but I mean...
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, you want me to tell you what my opinion of his performance is?
I just did.
That's right. Guy hits three home runs against us.
Good way to keep your composure by that reporter also, right? It's a good way to stay in the soundbite there.
I don't know how you ask a question when a guy beats you with three bombs. Right. That was like eight RBI. I don't know exactly what you're supposed to say. I don't know how you go about, especially when you realize that you come up and the manager, you can tell, is not in a very good mood. All right, we got time for one more because they're so good. Woody, how are we doing on time? All right, we got one more. Cubs manager, Lee Elia. Here he is, not real happy with the fan base with the Chicago Cubs.
I'll tell you one thing. I hope we get hotter than fish just to stuff it up them 3,000 people that show up every day. Because if they're the real Chicago fans, they can kiss my right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. Supposed to do go out there and let my players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the fucking nickel dime people to show up. The don't even work. That's why they're out at the fucking game. They ought to go out and get a job and find out what it's like to go out there and earn a fucking living. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here.
That thing went forever.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he just ripped the fan base. Said his team was trying hard. They just weren't very good. Hey, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff coming up here as we continue on. Scott Pioli is going to join us. Former general manager with some different teams, mostly the New England Patriots, but also Kansas City. Worked with Atlanta. We'll get into the NFL with him coming up in just a couple minutes. Talk a little Dolphins as well. Right now, I want to tell you all about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Have you refinanced? Have you looked at, did this weekend, did you look at your rates on your fixed rate mortgage right now? Did you? Because there's a good chance, since they've never been this low in the twos, that you can save a lot of money every month by refinancing. Now, a lot of you don't want to deal with banks because banks are looking for the perfect people. And if your credit score's taken a little hit over the last few months, still want to refinance, there's a guy named Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage that is going to get you the lowest rates in the business, fixed rate in the twos, and no prepayment penalty. And I just got so many. It's a lifetime opportunity. It really is. And they can do it so quickly. It's about great service. He doesn't work banker's hours. I can tell you that. I'm not taking shots at bankers today. We like bankers that listen to us. But I will just tell you this. He does work 7 days a week. This is how he makes a living. So, of course, he's going to answer. Take your call or text in the morning or at night on the weekends. This guy's really good at what he does. Any question you might have right now, he can give you an answer real quickly. And that's what sets Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage apart from everybody else. He's been in business since 1994. He's got a triple A rating with a Better Business Bureau, equal housing lender, NMLS 166254. That's the legal stuff. Here's the good stuff. 561-441-2730. I want you to call Michael Kotze or text him. 561-441-2730. Any thought you have on anything about getting refinanced or rates right now or anything going on that you need help with, this is the most knowledgeable, the best guy in the business, period. He's that good. 561-441-2730 for Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
All right, Joe, we're heading out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. CBS Sports NFL analyst and 26-year NFL GM, personnel director, who's been around, and he's a slappy. Scott Pioli will join us right now for a couple minutes. Thank you very much for your time, Scott. As always, is it okay if I call you a slappy?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, once a slappy, always a slappy.
I just wanted to make sure.
It never leaves your blood or your identity.
As long as you don't start talking.
Guys. Really appreciate it.
Scott, as long as you don't start talking about playoffs, are we really talking about playoffs?
Hey, I got to tell you what, guys. I was listening the last 20 minutes here, because I always like to listen to you guys before I jump on it to find out what the hot topic is or if there's going to be any surprises. That had me. I couldn't focus on the work I was trying to do while I was listening because I was laughing so hard. I mean, those meltdowns are classic. I mean, I didn't hear the Bobby Knight one, but that's probably not, that's not one you'd have to bleep the entire thing. But those were classic.
Scott, you know what's amazing? All the older guys, like you mentioned Bobby, and we were talking about Earl Weaver earlier, and some of the old Tommy Lasorda. Like, they were going to let it rip, and they didn't care if it was pre-game, post-game, if something was bothering them. You were getting F-bombs. I don't know what the rules and regulations were in the 70s, but, oh, my God, they were letting it rip, and it was crazy. But thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you.
And I got to tell you, the Lasorda one has always been a favorite of mine because growing up a Mets fan and being a Mets fan, we've never – I'm 55, so in my lifetime there hasn't been – very much to be happy about it all. So when Dave Kingman hits three home runs off the Dodgers and it causes a great Tommy Lasorda to melt down, that's a good day.
Right. Not to mention he used to hit him about 9.5 miles, those home runs Dave Kingman hit. King Kong used to hit him a long, long way. Hey, we got a lot of stuff we want to jump on with you here real quickly today. Starting with potential of two preseason games, no preseason games. I just worry, and selfishly, if everything works out and we do play, that the rookies need some work, man. Like, they need a little preseason. What do you think happens? I understand both sides of it, but what are your thoughts?
I think what's paramount here is, the league always talks about the player safety. Player safety is paramount. This is the most important thing. And when it comes to playing the season, if we are going to live by what we say, we talk about protecting players in terms of hits to the head, hits to the body, all of these different things that affect their health. This is a health issue. So we have to be, primarily concerned with player safety. I think there's a lot of really smart people at the Players Association, at the league office, within 32 clubs, where if they have enough discussions, they can figure something out really smart. I agree. Two preseason games and a shortened preseason, in certain ways, you better be careful what you wish for if you're a player, because what can happen is that gives you a very, very small window in order to prove yourself, in order to make the roster and to play. And there's a lot of players who are fringe players. Every year we see a team where a player wins a job as a late-round draft pick or a rookie free agent. And those players aren't going to have that opportunity. So my hope is that the league will come up with an idea with the PA to maybe carry some players at the beginning. If we start late, if we have limited number of preseason games, maybe we can find a way at the beginning for the first month of the season to allow each team to carry a roster that's a little bit heavy, that allows them to have a greater number of practice squad players or players that they can protect to continue to try and develop.
Scott, I got to ask you this. I mean, hypothetical-wise, if you were in the front office of a team, let's say like the Dolphins, who are rebuilding, who are kind of 11 draft picks, all kinds of new free agents. I know it's never a good time to have a pandemic, but man, bad timing for a team that's trying to put their team back together from kind of scratch with all these new players. You got a feel for Brian Flores a little bit, right, during this pandemic, knowing that he's trying to turn this whole thing around with all these new guys and all this short time period now, hopefully, or not hopefully, that the NFL is placing on these teams because of this pandemic, trying to put this team together.
Yeah, well, here's what I do know is, other, you know, people on the outside that care about Brian are going to feel a little sorry for Brian, but Brian is not going to feel sorry for Brian. And I've known him since he graduated from Boston College. And here's the thing about Brian. He is smart and he's an optimist. And what he understands is challenges in life. I mean, you don't come from the Brownsville section of New York City and Brooklyn where he came from and survive and raise, you know, climb to the height that he's climbed to without obstacles. What Brian is really smart about, he understands, okay, I've got this challenge. This is a young football team. You know, where's the opportunity in this? And he also understands that there's 31 other teams that are living the same way. And he's going to say, okay, what are the things that we can make positive out of this? And I'm going to embrace them. The things that are negative, hey, they are what they are, and we're going to find a way. And I think that this is difficult. Again, the number of picks they have, the number of high picks, they want to have people in, the players in there developing, and these are the circumstances. So, yes, it's a difficult thing, but I guarantee you that Brian's not feeling sorry for himself, and he's not allowing the players to feel sorry for themselves, nor the coaching staff, because he knows that this is a results-driven business, and he knows that whenever they do get on the field, they're going to have to produce.
Scott, do you believe Tua, without having thrown any passes yet to this team and missing the OTAs and mini camps and looks like won't get as many snaps in preseason now, will have a chance to beat out Fitzpatrick to start this season? Or would that surprise you?
I don't know who's going to win the job, but here's what I think is the longer that there's time off and they're not playing games, I actually think this plays into Tua's hand a little bit. Because,
really?
Again, he is coming off. Here's why. Again, remember what it's going to be tough for any rookie in terms of getting the chemistry with the receivers, getting the chemistry with his team, getting the physical part of, you know, timing and all of those things, and learning the game. Now, remember, this is a very, very smart football player that comes from a really good and demanding football program. But again, what was the biggest concern about Tua? His injury. Will he be back in time? I think every extra day, every extra week, every extra month that he can get for his body to continue to heal actually works in his favor. And again, this goes back to the question you asked about Brian Flores, right? I think the pandemic is an issue for every team, all right? But there's this other bigger global thing we have to worry about, which is let's worry about the things that really matter and, you know, in this country. When it comes to your job and doing your job, we're in this situation now where you have to find the positives and you have to run with the positives, right? So he's not going to have time on the field. He's not getting the time with the chemistry, but his body's getting time to heal. So I see this as an advantage for him. I really do.
Wow. Okay.
I almost thought you were going to say, I was going to finish that sentence for you and say Fitzpatrick, because I would almost think it's a complete opposite because of Fitzpatrick knowing Chan Gailey's offense and with no time to really prepare, no OTAs and none of this. I know he's been at Davey and at the facility. That's been reported.
Yeah.
I almost thought that it would be the opposite of that. But so it's almost weird hearing you say that it's good for Tua.
But here's what I'll say. Is this going to help in, again, when are we starting the season? Are we having a season? When the season starts, regardless of whether it was today or a month from now, Fitzpatrick is going to be ahead. He's going to know more. He's going to be more comfortable. That's the fact. He's going to have a step ahead in this foot race. But again, Tua is a kid. This is going to be his first season. We are looking not only at this season, but long range for the Miami Dolphins. So, again, the more time that he can maybe avoid getting hits, meaning Tua, I think, again, so I'm looking at the long game here. I'm looking at the intermediate and long game because I think regardless of whether if they were in training camp starting tomorrow, Fitzpatrick will always have a step ahead in this season. But at some point in time, that gap is going to be continuing to close. So, again, what I'm thinking about the future, and I guess that's the prism that I'm looking at it through.
Scott, I want to ask you about the other big story, speaking of coaching and quarterback. That's Bill and Cam together now. Cam Newton, most people have been raving about the move by Bill Belichick. What'd you think, and were you surprised? How do you feel it's going to work out?
No, I think it's going to work out well. And here's the thing. I thought that as each week went by, the likelihood of that potentially happening grew greater and greater. And, you know, I said it on CBS and doing some work that before this happened, that it wouldn't surprise me if it happened as it moved forward. Again, having worked with Bill all of those years, I know that Bill is far more flexible than the public sees him. There's certain things that he's inflexible about. There's other things that he will be flexible about, especially if those things or those players can help him win without being disruptive to the overall, you know, to the locker room. And Cam is not a guy that's going to be disruptive to the greater good or the locker room. He's a competitor. He's a winner. They've got an offensive coordinator in Josh McDaniels who has worked with a quarterback that is stylistically, you know, like Cam in Tim Tebow. Now, there's no comparison between the two players. Cam Newton is significantly better and has been a much better pro than Tim Tebow was. But the thing is, when you have certain players that have exceptional talents, what the Patriots have always been able to do, and this is one of Bill's gifts, is Bill has a system that he likes. However, he's willing and able, because he's so smart and he works so hard, to create a system or to, you know, certainly adapt certain things based on the strengths of the players and their skills. So I see this as being an opportunity. And here's another situation. I think the more time that they actually have off and have to work on the relationship between Josh and Cam and Bill and Cam, it's actually going to play into their favor a little bit. So, I say to the AFC East, everyone who was celebrating when Brady left, been celebrating. the opponents should have been celebrating. But now, this guy, I'm not saying this guy's Tom Brady, but it's also, you know, it's not like they're going to be going in there with an inexperienced quarterback who has no pelts. Cam Newton is a good football player.
Hey, real quickly, Mahomes' contract, what'd you think? You've been affiliated with Kansas City and getting that contract. Good contract, bad contract. We had Drew Rosenhaus on, a sports agent, said that a lot of NFL agents were really disappointed he didn't get a better contract. What do you think?
Yeah, I love it. I love it because, again, you know, here's the thing. I never begrudge a player that goes after the money. And people see this number of with the 10 years, that half $1 billion. I mean, there's no doubt that that's enormous money. Everyone has broken this contract down and said, quote, in their words, he left money on the table. You know what? Some players don't mind leaving money on the table. Different people have different drivers. Again, number 12 at the New England Patriots for years always left money on the table because what he wanted was rings, not a bigger bank account. And that's not to say that players who want more money are bad or that they're, not judging them at all. Different people have different drivers. I love this contract because the player got a lot of money. He's going to be set not only himself, but generationally for his family. So he took a lot of money. He left money on the table so they can continue to build around him because what the kid cares about is championships. And I love a deal when both the club can win and the player can win. Again, he's not going to be going hungry anytime soon. Did he leave money out there? Maybe he did, maybe he did. The reason the agents don't love it is because, high tides raise all boats. So every time the market goes up higher, their 3% goes up higher. I get it. But sometimes players care more about winning than they do the 3% that their agents are making.
Scott, it's always great having you, man. We really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much, man. Great talking to you. A little football here.
All right. Thanks, guys. Stay safe and stay healthy, please.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
That was Scott Pioli, CBS Sports NFL analyst and a 26-year front office guy in the NFL.
He threw me a curveball on Tua.
Me too.
Full count. He went changeup on that damn full count. I did not see that coming.
Joe, I could have finished, like I said, I could have finished that sentence with Ryan Fitzpatrick and not Tua. I was shocked when he said that.
Yeah, he thinks every day is, hey, by the way, I know he's not the only one that feels that way. It's going to be fun, man. I hope they get out there and see, well, and get a chance to compete against each other.
Right.
The way it's, right. Everybody's making it sound. Hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Zach, got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. I want to thank Scott for coming on. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock. Eric and Mike and Chippy and Big Joe and Brian. Guess what? Air conditioning problems. You have one. You're going to have one. It's hot. Your air conditioning units are getting beat up right now. If you need a new one or the one you have needs to be fixed, sure it's nice to have somebody that's got more than 40 years experience, trained and certified technicians, safe too. Mask and gloves, you betcha. You don't have to worry about that covering all of Broward and Palm Beach County. By the way, they've been carrying UV lights and new amazing air scrubbers longer than anybody else. This summer, whether you need a new air conditioning unit or just the one you have needs to be repaired, not a problem. It's about great service. Duct cleaning, adding insulation, or if you want to improve your indoor air quality, don't sweat it when you got Air Around the Clock. Call 1-800-741-1033. 1-800-741-1033 for Rheem and the family at Air Around the Clock. There for you yesterday, here for you today, and planning for your tomorrow. You see those vans everywhere at Air Around the Clock.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.